How can you justify the conspiracies made by Krishna in the Mahabharata war? The Mahabharata demonstrates one fundamental principle that morality is not categorical, it is contextual. Morality means right and wrong. To say that morality is categorical means this is the category of right and this is the category of wrong. And whatever is in this category is right, whatever is in this category is wrong. So morality is not categorical. Morality is contextual. What does that mean? A simple example. To speak truthfully is a virtue. But suppose, you know, say there are some riots going on and a friend of yours is being threatened and he has come in your house and he is hiding in your house and the rioter has come in. Has he in your house? Should he speak the truth at that time? In fact, for speaking truth would be not just far from right, it would be terribly wrong at that time. It will cause a loss of life. So normally truthfulness is a virtue, but we can't make truthfulness into an absolute categorical virtue. Morality is not categorical, it is contextual. So, this is a principle that Krishna repeatedly teaches in the Mahabharata by apparently using some kind of immoral activities. Now, if we go into the specifics of various issues, we will find that there is abundant reason for using that kind of thing. But the principle Krishna illustrates over here, let's see, Arjuna before the Kurukshetra war single-handedly defeated all the Kauravas. And why could Arjuna not have defeated the Kauravas in the Kurukshetra war? He could have done that. But Krishna wants it to illustrate that Shatoshatyam. Shatoshatyam means with the cunning, be cunning. We may have to be cunning with the cunning. So it's not that we want to be cunning. The Pandavas did not initiate immorality at any time. But the Pandavas did respond in kind when others initiated immorality. The Kauravas acted immorally, the Pandavas reciprocated in kind. So the Mahabharata's essential lesson is, it's a very, very realistic book. It's not an idealistic book. So realistically, it teaches us that morality is contextual, not categorical. I have written several articles on my website, especially relating Karna, and there's a whole lecture addressing Mahabharata controversies. You can find more about the specifics over there. But the underlying principle is this. Yes.